And now, it's BC Food and Wine Radio, live from Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. Now, here's Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, British Columbia, from the Cowichan Valley to the Thompson and all 20 cities across the province, listening to the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. Today we're on location at Hillside Winery on the gorgeous Naramata Bench, and our host is none other than Duncan McCowan, the president of Hillside Winery, and winemaker Kathy Malone. Welcome to the show.
Welcome
to Naramata.
And yeah. Hillside.
You guys
this is
like
always
kings
one of
here.
Our highlights of the year, doing an interview with you.
Oh, well, we're so happy to be here. You live like kings here with this view and this patio, and life is good.
No, as I say, I came from Calgary. This is a pretty nice office right here.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to talk to you later about how this office was underwater at one time, but now it's well above the lake and simply gorgeous. We're going to kick it off. We thought we'd do something different and talk a little bit about awards, which we never do, because you've won a bunch of them. But let's start with how important is it, or why do you go in competitions, and why do you try to win these awards?
Well, I think Kathy's been with us 14 years, mm-hmm. which is just fabulous. And I think the importance is consistency. And when people see consistency and then we're now winning all these awards, mm-hmm. I think it people pay attention.
Yeah.
And it shows our sort of continually growth of quality.
Okay. Well, let's start with what order shall we go in? We're going to start with the Pinot Gris, I think.
Yeah,
One of my favorite rosés. Yeah, un-oaked Pinot Gris with just a tinge of color.
Yeah, it does. It does look a little Provençal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always give it a bit of skin contact. It depends on the year. 2020 was a fairly cool growing season. Mm-hmm. You'll notice I have more gray hair since last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was 4 to 6 hours with this, whereas I think the previous year I was like 2 hours.
Yeah.
So the skin contact is not to bring color into the wine, it's to bring fruit into the mid palate. And the color is just sort of a byproduct.
And it's unique in Pinot Gris, really. You don't see a lot of this in the valley, this style.
Yeah, we actually have two styles. We also have a heritage Pinot Gris that's partly barrel fermented.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we call this one the unoaked. But it gives me an opportunity to sort of select vineyards for one stream or the other. And so with this one, I'm looking for these nice, bright tree fruit flavors like white peach and green apple.
And it's a medal winner.
It's a double gold medal winner at Cascadia.
Yeah. Yes,
we're really pleased because that's a very good competition. And I think about awards, too. There are lots of awards, but there's some significant awards.
Yeah.
And that's a significant one, and we're very proud of that.
Yeah, and that's a West Coast one. So you're up and down. You've got Washington and Oregon in those awards.
Yeah, Pacific Northwest. So that's nice to have it judged, you know, outside of the BC context as well, right?
And next we have, you are crazy about Gewürztraminer here.
Well, our customers are crazy about Gewürztraminer. Yeah. We source from about six different vineyards. It is six different vineyards. I think that gives our Gewürztraminer complexity that you don't always see in this variety. You know, mm-hmm. it can be quite one-dimensional. But I think that this Gewürztraminer has sort of a lot of different nuances in it. So
you've seen a lot of growth, Duncan, in people understanding wine, like since the beginning.
Oh, absolutely!
Like selling a Gewürztraminer 20 years ago versus today.
Exactly, the Gewürztraminer and Muscat. Those were a hand sell a long time ago, but now they're standalone. And again, our Gewürztraminer is a consistent award-winning wine. And again, we got a double gold for that one at the Lieutenant Governor's, and we're always it's best in class at the Alberta Beverage Awards.
Nice, nice. Okay.
And it pairs beautifully with South Asian food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't.
That's what I was thinking.
I won't order out without having that bottle of goo in my fridge.
Yeah.
So.
And it's the spice and sugar match that really works well, I think, and the floral character too.
Yeah, and this one, it's just off dry. It's, you know, it's like 7 grams per liter. Mm-hmm. This is the 2022, which actually was just released here at the winery. So,
okay. And number three now, this is a grape variety that's really come into its own. There's more and more people doing work with Viognier here in BC. I don't know how the acceptance is, but seems to be moving along now.
Well, I think as people learn how to pronounce the word, I think there seems to be more acceptance.
Yeah.
It's a lovely grape. It's not super easy to work with. It depends on the growing season. This is the 2021, so that mm-hmm. was our heat dome year. So it got very ripe. It's very generous. In 2021, it's 14.5% alcohol as well. So.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice Rhone wine, Rhone style wine made here with its own sort of Okanagan twist.
Yeah, it's there's actually two vineyards. One is just across the road, below the road. And it's partly barrel fermented, extended time sur lee with lots of stirring, and so, you know, there's a really nice texture.
Yeah, nice creamy texture. Yeah. Well, I think, of course, Duncan, you operate a restaurant as well here, the Bistro, and it's, I think, an excellent platform for these kind of wines to
absolutely
for people to experience them with food.
And that's one of my benefits. We always do a food and wine pairing at the start of the year, try the different wines with the spices, and I learn something every single time. Mm-hmm. It's great.
You're pretty trim for a guy who does food and wine tastings all the time.
That pickleball, you know?
That pickleball, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's great to be back. It's been a tough winter in the Okanagan, and we're only now seeing things happening. I was thinking, though, it's pretty interesting that, of course, there's some damage up and down the valley, but I'm saying now that, for me, it's like it's the story of terroir, because it's only in some places, and it's only some varieties, and it's not the same varieties, and not the same age, and not the same site and slope. So really, it's a great way to learn about terroir.
Absolutely. Maybe. Like we learn something every year, you know.
Yeah.
It's such a young growing region that we can't, and it's such an unusual growing region that we can't, a lot of things we can't learn from other parts of the world. And
exactly.
So these weather events, while devastating, are very educational.
That's a good word for it.
It moves the peanut forward for sure. Yeah.
Well, more about that, folks, and much more.
I just want to interrupt here. So I know Kathy won't say it, but we won a platinum award medal at the Lieutenant Governor's Award for this Viognier.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's very, very special for us.
Which is another, that has become a very tough competition now as well. So congratulations on that. Okay, more on that and much more on Hillside. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with Duncan McCown, the president of Hillside Winery, and Kathy Malone, the winemaker. This is BC Food and Wine Radio, and I'm Anthony Gismondi.
There's more to come from Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. This is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gismondi.
Attention wine connoisseurs. Iron Gate Auctions are bringing you the chance to indulge in some of the most exquisite back vintage wines from Canada's most exclusive private collections. Each bottle sold individually so you can pick and choose to your heart's content. With an average of 3,000 available per auction, there is something for everyone at all price points. And the best part? Inexpensive temperature-controlled delivery available right to your door. Visit irongateauctions.com to start bidding now.
Penticton, a perfect place for summer fun. Plan your June vacation around these great events. Celebrate the king of rock and roll at the Penticton Elvis Festival beginning June 22nd, followed by the Peach City Beach Cruise, Canada's premier rod, antique, and classic car show on the 23rd. Also beginning on the 23rd, join the 8 bands of the Okanagan Nation Alliance at the powwow between the lakes. Then starting June 30th, chow down at Penticton Rib Fest. Go to visitpenticton.com for information on these and more festivals and events.
There's a million reasons to visit the Modest Butcher at Mount Boucherie Estate Winery. Kick things off with a modestly fabulous wine experience on our tasting room terrace, now open for wine season. Tired of all that sommelier talk? Kick back and take in the breathtaking view with an ice-cold refreshment. If you listen carefully, you might even hear the bell tower in the distance. Visit the Modest Butcher at Mount Boucherie State Winery today.
Argentina, land of passion, craft, and wine. It's there, in the foothills of the mighty Andes, that Doña Paula Estates creates their distinctive Malbec. Intense violet in color with aromas of black fruits, violets, and spices. Sophisticated, ultra-premium, globally awarded. Doña Paula Estate high-altitude Malbec embodies everything that is Argentina. Doña Paula, a matter of altitude. Find out more at DoñaPaula.com.
Hello, I'm Anthony Gismondi, and after 4 decades in the wine business, I know that the wine you like is always the best one for you. Anyone who tells you differently is simply wrong. The trick is how to get there. My advice? Try as many different wines as possible to discover your favorites. We evaluate about 3,000 wines a year at GismondiOnWine.com to help you sort through the clutter in the market, and we make it easy to search through our results. After all, life is way too short to drink bad wine, so why not give us a go at GismondiOnWine.com?
It's BC Food and Wine Radio, on location from Hillside Winery. Here again is Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, BC, and a shout out to Radio NL, Kamloops, and all 19 other cities across the province. Listening to the BC Food and Wine Radio Network, today we're on location at Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. Our hosts are President Duncan McCowan and winemaker Kathy Malone. Hello to you both. It's so great to be back on the Naramata Bench. It's hard to imagine the changes. I don't know how many years you've been here now, Duncan. It's been a couple of decades.
Well, I've been involved for a couple of decades and actually out here 12 years.
12 years.
Yeah.
Right on.
Big changes.
Yeah. You're always an interesting guy to talk to because you came out of the geology business.
That's correct.
So you know a bit about this bench, or you've had time to study it and understand it maybe better than other people.
Well, maybe, I don't know, but I think it's very unique. And we have what we call above the road and below the road.
Yeah.
And, you know, your listeners have heard maybe this before, but it's really, really unique terroir that the Naramata Road was the old high-level watermark at Glacial Lake Penticton.
Okay.
So we've got vineyards above and below.
And the ones below were underwater for
millions of years.
Yeah.
And it was until about 12,000 years ago when the McIntyre Dam broke.
Yeah.
It exposed the sediments.
It's obvious in the soils. You know, it's obvious in the vineyards.
Yeah.
The below the road vineyards have a lot more clay and silt in them.
Yeah.
And the flavors of the wine are quite different from above the road.
Would we call those the heavier soils versus maybe the stonier soils above the road?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the flavors, like I first learned that in Pomerol, like in Bordeaux, because the clay in Pomerol and Saint-Emilion made the difference in the style of the wine versus the gravel on the other side. So
I mean, it impacts pH quite a bit too. So it sort of changes the chemistry of the fruit and the wine in a good way from a winemaker's perspective.
Yeah.
It makes the Naramata Bench a really great place to make wine.
Could we say in 20 seconds what pH was? Because people throw it around, but I'm not sure that consumers know about it.
It's a way of defining the acidity.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. But because there's a lot of chemistry going on in grape juice and wine, it's not a one-to-one ratio.
Right.
So, you know, us geeks talk pH.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to throw that in because you covered off this wine we're going to taste. It's called Below the Road Rosé. So this is a new wine from Hillside, the 2022. This is the first release.
Yeah, we're super excited about it.
We're getting a sneak preview of this wine. It won't be out for a few more days.
A couple days. We're releasing it on the solstice. So.
The longest day of the year. We need rosé on that
day. We're going to drink it all day and all night.
Well, Duncan seems ready for that.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, and it's I was just tasting it, and I was remarking about how dry it was, but you said, well, it's not that dry, but the acid and the balance of acid and sugar is what makes every wine great, really, and that's the kind of thing we talk about all the time. Like, if the whole wine is in balance, including the alcohol, whether it's a red wine or a white wine, then the wine lives longer and tastes better from start to finish,
right.
I think.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the acidity is really important, especially in terms of aging. But as you say, balance, I mean, that's what I'm looking for. I think that's what every winemaker is or should be looking for, is balance in everything. So as oak as well.
Yeah.
And it's not, there's no formula for it because the fruit is different every year. Mm-hmm. And so in a super ripe year, the balance will be different because the alcohol will be different, the weight on the palate will be different, and so, you know, the way that you treat it has to adjust, right?
So this wine, Below the Rosé from Hillside, being released in a couple of days on the solstice, is tell us about the grape and the way the wine is made.
Okay, well, several grapes. We've got Merlot, Viognier, Cab Sauv, Cab Franc, all from two different vineyards below the road. The Viognier is in there because it's in one of those two vineyards.
Yeah.
It was made partly as a press loads of red grapes and partly a drain.
Right.
But the interesting thing is this year it's press loads, but it's only free run juice.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was fermented in stainless, but then immediately put into barrels on the lees.
Older barrels or?
Yeah, all older French barrels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Second, fourth, and fifth fill.
Which gives it a little bit of room to expand, or why do you put it in old barrels?
It's mostly for that contact with the lees, with the spent yeast, right?
Okay.
And the ability to stir it frequently and keep it in contact with the yeast.
Yeah.
And that's what gives it this luscious mouthfeel, you know, this creaminess on the palate.
And you put a cork in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you want us to pay attention when we were opening it?
The deal? You know, I want to see what happens with the cork. I mean, we've been using screw cap on our rosé since we had a capper, which is 2008. And so I just want to see, it's a bit different style wine, and I want to see what some age will do and what the cork will do. So.
Duncan McCown's the president. Kathy Malone's the winemaker. Is there going to be an above-the-road rosé, Duncan? Or
we actually have an above-the-road, not specific, really.
Will there be a name change for the regular rosé to above-the-road? Or
our new sales marketer.
I kind of like the thought of an above- and below-the-road rosé. That could be fun.
Yeah, the other rosé is both sides of the road.
Yeah.
that doesn't trip across the tongue the same.
I always ask you this, but the sub-GI is moving along now in age. Do you think it's been a useful thing for Naramata Bench to have its sub-GI?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it makes us a special place. It gives us an identity.
Yeah.
I think consumers are starting to really identify with that.
Yeah, and for us, because we've been Naramata Bench exclusive since 2013, it's really nice to be able to show that on the label and use it as part of our actual
pretty
brand.
Fulfilling. I remember us talking about that a long time ago, that we're going to go Naramata. That's it. That's where we are. Then you get the sub-GI. So you really are pioneers.
And we are getting feedback from a lot of our wine club members. That's why they're buying it.
Yeah.
They really like that local terroir.
Well, delicious rosé out in a couple of days, folks. Available to club members, and then to the next level is on site.
Right, on-site. So you know, it's easy to join our wine club.
Okay,
you can just look on the website,
hop online, and get signed up.
Yeah, there's lots of other benefits.
And we have a wonderful garden tasting where you can sit out and look at the lake and have a tasting.
Maybe even see Duncan when you're here.
Yep.
You'll come up and say hello to the
morning. I'm usually wandering through.
That's President Duncan McCown and winemaker Kathy Malone. We're at Hillside Winery on location on the Naramata Bench. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Plenty more on the show. I'm Anthony Gismondi. You're listening to BC Food and Wine Radio Network.
There's more to come from Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. This is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gismondi.
Tinhorn Creek Vineyards, the ultimate destination for wine lovers. Enjoy relaxed tasting experiences featuring premium wines sourced from the Golden Mile. Stop by Tinhorn's newly opened tasting lounge featuring a fresh cocktail and food menu. And catch amazing summer concerts, including former Bare Naked Ladies frontman Stephen Page, Saturday, July 15th. Tickets on sale now. Good food, great wine, unforgettable memories. That's Tinhorn Creek Winery. Visit tinhorn.com.
Penticton, the hub of the South Okanagan. A perfect place for a summer road trip. Enjoy outdoor adventures and reward yourself after a day of activities with a visit to one of over 80 area wineries, cideries, and distilleries, or 8 craft breweries. Experience fantastic, locally sourced restaurants and gorgeous patios too. It's the perfect destination for a summer getaway. Before you go, make sure to check for information on wine tours, winery events, and help in planning your trip online at visitpenticton.com.
Take your wine appreciation to the next level and become a rebel. Welcome to the Rebel Club at Liber Farm and Winery. As a Rebel member, you'll enjoy a regular shipment of exemplary Liber wines for your cellar, along with complimentary tastings and VIP treatment at the winery and more. And with the ease and convenience of online ordering, your wine will be shipped straight to your door. Discover more at liberfarm.com. Simply great wines.
Hello, I'm Anthony Gizmondi with 2 Minutes in the Cowichan. Our guest is Kenzie Knight from Tourism Cowichan. Kenzie, I spent a lot of time at the wineries in the area, but I really need to set some other time aside to check out some of the small towns. What can you tell me about Ladysmith? Because it looks so attractive.
Yeah, Ladysmith is really like taking a step back in time. It's full of restored heritage buildings that house a variety of different shops, bookstores, and eateries. In Ladysmith, you can enjoy a heritage walk through First Avenue, which has actually been deemed one of Canada's greatest streets.
Wow, that sounds like a must-do when you're there. What are some other highlights people can check out in Ladysmith?
Well, Anthony, Ladysmith is a historic seaside community with small-town charm. It's tucked at the base of hillsides and fronted by a beautiful harbor. So during the summer months, you can enjoy harbor boat tours, as well as live music and dining on the dock down at the Ladysmith Community Marina.
You mentioned how Ladysmith is surrounded by nature. What are some of the outdoor activities? Anything near the water?
Transfer Beach is a beautiful destination. It's a beach park that features swimming, a large playground, and a place to rent paddleboards and kayaks. Other popular activities include hiking the trail up to Heart Lake, mountain biking, golfing, and bird watching.
Sounds like there's something for everyone. And what about the folks that are into art and culture?
Yeah, Ladysmith is a vibrant arts community, from the outdoor arts market during the Arts on the Avenue Festival in August to concerts in the park and the Ladysmith Little Theater. There's really always something going on. Be sure to check out the art gallery as well, and you might even be lucky enough to meet the artisans.
Okay, Kenzie, you sold me on that. Thanks so much. It's on my list for a relaxing day in the Cowichan.
Thanks so much, Anthony.
Make your own plan to visit at tourismcowichan.com. Till next time, I'm Anthony Gizmondi.
This is BC Food and Wine Radio, on location from Hillside Winery. Here again is Anthony Gizmondi.
Hello, British Columbia. We're on the road again on location at Hillside Winery. Our guests are Lauren Selfridge, she's the marketing manager, and Leslie Buxton's the wine shop manager at Hillside Winery. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Morning, Tony. Thanks for having us.
Do you guys get along, marketing and sales, or
wine shop? Yeah, famously.
We get along very well.
Yeah.
We work together.
You work together.
Yeah.
Against the chef and the winemaker, or
yeah,
and the owner.
Absolutely.
That's the best.
We're a great team.
We're a good team. We're strong.
Well, I want to talk about what goes on here, but I'm wondering, sort of post-pandemic, have you changed the way that you interact with your customers now when they come, or is it different?
I think the pandemic brought some really amazing things to tasting rooms.
Yeah.
I think because when we worked during the pandemic, we had to shift and kind of adapt and be a little creative and imaginative in how we would, you know, interact with people.
Right.
So I think that the pandemic brought an intimacy that perhaps wasn't there in my early years of working in tasting rooms. You know, it was sort of before, it was kind of belly up to the bar.
Yep.
And now it's a very intimate, informational but also creative kind of interaction.
A more meaningful time spent.
Yeah. You learn, you know, the aspects.
What do people really want to know? Or like I don't think people want to be taught anything, but they want to get something. I don't know what it is. Would you know what it is that they want?
I think it's a little bit of a dance. I think everybody wants to know different things when they come into a winery.
Yeah.
But in my experience, I find that people are really interested in wine and food.
Right.
You know, they want to know when should I have this really great wine?
Yeah.
What should I eat? You know, what should I drink it with? How long can I keep it?
It was a big discovery at the Vancouver National Wine Festival. For years and years and years, there was all these seminars and tastings, and they were well attended. But when they put food and wine together, they sold out in minutes.
And everybody
was shocked that people wanted to eat and taste. Like, what are they, crazy? Like, you got to get in that room and punish yourself before you can eat. So that's great. How does it work with the wine club? Is it an elevated experience, or you don't want to really have a different experience, do you? Or
right. So one benefit that our wine club members get is that they do have complimentary tastings here.
Okay.
And you know, I have to hand it to Leslie and her staff. They are absolutely amazing when it comes to handling our wine club members. Every customer, of course. But we, you know, we get rave reviews. People really feel as if you know, they're almost at home, and they're you know, they're being treated to a very, like Leslie says, a very intimate experience. You know, it's not overwhelming. They feel comfortable to ask questions. And we have wine club members that come here multiple times a week.
And bring different friends.
Yeah.
We have people who come like week after week. And,
yeah.
And each time it's a different experience because different people are serving them, right?
Yeah.
We're very
yeah.
proud of our local wine club base as well.
Yeah. yeah.
So that's, you know, one lovely thing is, of course, as Leslie alluded to, we, you know, the pandemic, what it did was, of course, it opened the doors for people to really dive into DTC, especially when it comes to wine and alcohol. But also, too, we have a great base of local customers as well. Mm-hmm. So really, really nice to see that balance for sure.
I think the pandemic also brought, like, we started to know people's names, right? Like, we started to understand who our customers were.
And, yeah.
and so that gave you an opportunity to know a little bit about them as
yeah.
well, like, to know what people do when they're not in the winery.
Yeah. You know, I have always thought about this. It's a kind of a crazy business where you sell bottles of wine to thousands of people, but you never meet them and you don't really know what they think about your wine. Because they're
true.
Not with you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So it's getting them in front of you. Even if they just walk in and say, well, I've been tasting your wine for 10 years, you go, oh, my God, this is a customer.
Yes,
absolutely.
What do you want to know? Or what? How can we tell you something?
That's an amazing opportunity, right?
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to find
to
out
close,
when they try
the
that
loop.
Wine.
Yeah.
We
why
still
they
do
like
try
it.
To have a couple virtual events throughout the year as well. So we just had one. The lovely Terry David Mulligan joined us for that.
Uh-huh.
That was back in... This was in April?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, March. But it was lovely. So, you know, we do get to cater to those folks that aren't lucky enough to come and visit us. So, we
you've done
a nice
blend. You can still do a virtual tasting.
Yeah.
And because we're not doing 100 a day, we don't mind them.
Exactly.
So much.
Yeah. And Chef and Kathy are so very generous with their time. It's always a pleasure.
So what happens when I come here then? What kind of tasting opportunities? Is it one wine, five wines? How does it work?
It's five wines. So at the moment we're doing, we're just introducing, we have a second tasting. So we have a first tasting, which is two whites, the rosé, and two reds.
Yeah.
But now we've started a single vineyard tasting, which is a little bit more elevated.
Yeah.
And you
I
get
like
an opportunity.
That.
Yeah. So that's it's been very exciting for my tasting room staff too, because of course they get to learn new things. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what do people ask you about a single vineyard tasting, or are they amazed by that, or it just helps them to know where that wine comes from specifically?
I think that's part of it, but you know, all the vineyards have stories, right?
Yeah.
So everybody is very interested in like what makes one vineyard different from another.
Don't tell me you tell stories in a tasting room.
It's all
oh
about
my
the
God.
Stories.
Leslie's a writer
what
by
is
trade,
going
so
on?
She's a great storyteller.
You should be writing a book.
She's written several.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Four.
Well, wow. On wine or?
No, that's next.
Oh, well, that's next. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it'd be interesting meeting people all day long and from different backgrounds.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And
I love it.
Yeah.
It keeps every day exciting.
It's kind of like winery, meeting winery owners, you know?
Absolutely.
They're all crazy.
Yeah, they're a little bit, hey?
Yeah. Okay, wine club. I joined the wine club. How do I do that? How
Absolutely.
Does it all happen?
Yeah, so you can join if you're here in the tasting room. You can join in person. We're happy to set you up. You can give me a call and we'll get you on the right track, or you can just go on and do it yourself. So we're really excited about some exclusive wines that we will be adding to the wine club portfolio. Of course, we have our lovely Cabernet Franc. We have our lovely Cab Sav. But I am very excited to add the Below the Road Rosé and also the return of the Sauvignon Blanc this year as well. So very proud to offer those to my members.
And can you taste the Mosaic 2016 here?
Yes, you can.
You can?
Yes, you can.
See, that's worth just stopping by alone.
That's people, everybody, whether they're, you know, red drinkers or not.
That is such a great wine. I mean, I've been following that wine for from the beginning, but this 2016 is really
it's
at now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous wine.
It is really gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, great to catch up with you. A lot of enthusiasm down in that room.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of like a couple, three-level deal here, right? Go in the taste room, maybe in the restaurant, come up to the patio up top. And
it's a full experience.
Live it up on Hillside.
And we're open 7 days a week this year as well.
Jump on the trail and go for a walk.
You betcha.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Tony. It was a pleasure.
Hey, I've been talking with Lauren Selfridge, the marketing manager, and Leslie Buxton, the wine shop manager at Hillside Winery. There's still more to come. Executive chef Evan Robertson will join us from the Bistro, along with winemaker Kathy Malone. They're up next on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. I'm Anthony Gismondi. We'll be right back.
There's more to come from Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. This is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gismondi.
Penticton, a perfect place for outdoor adventures this summer. After a day full of activities, stop in for a visit to one of the almost 100 area wineries. Bask in the beautiful South Okanagan sunshine with a summer wine tasting and find your new favorite wine. Dine in world-class locally sourced restaurants and enjoy patio season too. It's the perfect destination for a relaxing summer getaway. Before you go, make sure to check for information on wine tours, winery events, and help in planning your trip online at visitpenticton.com.
Clos du Soleil makes wines that speak of the Similkameen soil where their grapes are grown and the souls of the people who call this valley their home. Winemaker Michael Clark and his team specialize in wines that blend Bordeaux grape varieties with their unique mountainous terroir. The result is wines that are elegant, ageable, and authentic. Clos du Soleil, wild places, soulful wines. Available at closdusoleil.ca and fine restaurants and wine stores near you.
It's time to think turkey. Your BC turkey farmers work hard all year to bring high-quality products to your table. Whether it's a weeknight dinner or special occasion, turkey is always a delicious source of lean protein, and you can't forget the leftovers. With a great meat-to-bone ratio, you get a great value and multiple meals. So the next time you're wondering what to serve, think turkey. Find recipes, info, and more at bc.canadianturkey.ca.
Argentina, land of passion, craft, and wine. It's there, in the foothills of the mighty Andes, that Doña Paula Estates creates their distinctive Malbec. Intense violet in color with aromas of black fruits, violets, and spices. Sophisticated, ultra-premium, globally awarded. Doña Paula Estate High Altitude Malbec embodies everything that is Argentina. Doña Paula, a matter of altitude. Find out more at DoñaPaula.com.
Meet, greet, eat. Make your next event one to remember. Whether it's business or family, the newly renovated conference and event center at the Watermark Beach Resort in Osoyoos has options for any occasion. From intimate gatherings to large celebrations, indoor or lakeside, you'll find everything you need at the Watermark. And when it's time to relax, enjoy breathtaking views as you savor the local flavors of 15 Park Bistro. Open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Find out more at watermarkbeachresort.com.
Hello, I'm Anthony Gismondi, and after 4 decades in the wine business, I know that the wine you like is always the best one for you. Anyone who tells you differently is simply wrong. The trick is how to get there. My advice? try as many different wines as possible to discover your favorites. We evaluate about 3,000 wines a year at GizmondiumWine.com to help you sort through the clutter in the market, and we make it easy to search through our results. After all, life is way too short to drink bad wine. So why not give us a go at GizmondiumWine.com?
It's BC Food and Wine Radio, on location from Hillside Winery. Here again is Anthony Gizmondi. 24 karat magic in the
air. Hello, BC. Thanks for listening wherever you are across British Columbia on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. We're coming to you from Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench, and our guests are Executive Chef Evan Robertson at the Bistro and Kathy Malone, of course, the winemaker here at Hillside Winery. Evan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. We grabbed you out of the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm excited to be up here, though. It's a beautiful view.
It's such,
why don't nicer they, than the kitchen view.
Why don't they let you just cook up here?
I've asked, but, you know.
Duncan's a tough nut, eh?
I've got a face for radio, not for the patio.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm on the radio, I can tell you that. Good to see you. Let's talk about what's happening. The restaurant is now apparently fully open.
Yeah,
first
as of
time
today.
In 3 years that you've been
7 days
to,
a week, lunch and dinner. We're really excited.
That is great.
Today is the big launch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, tell us a little bit about, I assume you're all local, but how are things going with your growers and all that?
Everything's coming up right now. It's really nice, actually. Lettuces, spinach, you know, all your brassicas, everything's coming. So it's fantastic. I've been able to stock the fridge and feed the guests up here on the patio. So it's nice to have. Yeah, we've been waiting patiently.
This is a weird story, but I had a fantastic piece of beef last night in a restaurant that wasn't yours, but it was your beef. So I'm just going to say it was delicious.
Nice.
So I can't wait to have it here.
we like to
nice
support
to
each
share.
Other up here. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah all good. Okay, well, we're going to put you on the spot because we're going to taste this Pinot Noir. So, Kathy, you're going to tell us a little bit about the Heritage Pinot, and then we're going to talk about maybe what we could order while we're here at the Bistro to have with it. This is the 2020, by the way, Hillside Naramata Bench Pinot Noir.
Yeah, this is just released a couple weeks ago. And we've been making Pinot since 2009, but from a different vineyard. So this is the first vintage from this vineyard, which was planted in 2014. So it's, below the road. It's, just below Munson Mountain. So closer to town, but this beautiful spot, you know, overlooking the lake, nice warm site. And so, you know, for young vines, I think we've gotten incredible fruit and texture from this wine.
It's kind of a great thing, story for Naramata, too. Not the hottest place in BC, not the coldest place in BC to grow. So it's, it seems like a sweet spot for Pinot.
It is for sure. It is for sure.
Chef, what would you recommend with this?
Oh, the duck confit. 100%.
He had to think about that, didn't he?
Yeah.
We do a kohlrabi coleslaw with it, and it's so good we turn it into tacos, but I make you do the work with the duck because I like to present it as the duck confit. It's beautiful. But this pairs so well with it.
Oh, that's so great. You did something cooler earlier this year, New Kids on the Bench.
Oh, that was 2 days ago, yeah.
Yeah. What was the premise of that?
There's been a lot of culinary change in the kitchens on the Naramata Bench in the last few days, or few months. And I just wanted to welcome all the new chefs that are in their new kitchens and just get us all under one roof in one kitchen, supporting each other and just chatting and letting our guests experience what we love to do passionately, which is cook great food.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was really cool to have them in the kitchen and, you know, just the conversations that came up and the support that we can give each other, such as, you know, your meal last night when things go sideways, we can lean on each other way out here. And
yeah, it's
the
so great.
Bench.
And you know, and as a visitor, like I know people say, oh, I'm going up to Naramata for 3 days. You know, where can I eat? Well, they want to go somewhere every night. Somewhere different. And I think that's fantastic.
It is. It's nice to see it grow like this. And the talent is just astronomical. And somebody once told me with rising tides floats all boats, and the more talent that's out here is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So
that sounds like a Duncan slogan.
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah.
Listen, if people don't know anything about the bistro, how would you? What kind of food is it? How would you explain what you're doing here?
Hyper local. I like to say, you know, Kathy's wines are all from Naramata.
Yeah.
It's hard to source everything from the Naramata bench because I haven't met any dairy farmers or cow producers out here yet.
Yeah.
However, everything is local, as close as we can get it. And we change with the seasons. I think this year I'm coming out with 5 menus in the 7.5 months that we are open. So
it's
what's fresh. It's what's coming out of the ground. It's a time and a place is now. So when you come out, you not only get to taste the wine from here, but I'm trying to give you an experience of the food from here as well.
Yeah.
Well, and he's added a lot of foraged items.
Yes.
So yeah, that's really exciting.
Sustainability is what I want to focus on this year, is like food security and
support
local. It's not just important. It's not just a catchphrase for us here. It's, you know, if we can support our community can support us. And if we're buying from our local producers, they're able to challenge themselves and try and grow different things and help the food security out here.
Our guest is Evan Robinson. Are you running for mayor?
No.
Never. Good, eh?
Because I thought, wow, that sounds good. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the whole thing that's going on here on the bench, the sustainability, like it's growing. People expect it now when they come out. They expect that you will respect the land and turn it over better than you found it, I think.
100%. Yeah, you want to leave it better than you found it, definitely. Yeah. And I feel like there's a way can we talk post-pandemic yet? Is
sure.
that a lot?
Yeah.
I feel like that changed the culinary dining scene a lot and we're offered an opportunity to try new things because I think people want something different. And feel like the culinary program here at Hillside is guiding them in that direction through, you know, comfort food, but through an uncomfortable way to get there, in the sense that we put stinging nettle in a pesto to put on the burrata. Yeah. Everybody loves burrata cheese and they want it, but they got to get through that stinging nettle to get to it.
Yeah.
So it's new to them. And then they taste it and they're like, holy, this is amazing.
I like stinging nettle.
And it comes from right there,
and then
20
it's like
feet away.
That patch you fell into on your bike on the way here, just go home and harvest it on your way. And, you know, you can get back
to
it.
So great. The bistro, so open every day. What are the hours? How does it work?
7 days a week. Lunch and dinner. We're open lunch from 11:30 till 2:30.
Right.
And then dinner from 5 until 8:30.
5 till 8.
Yeah.
But if you come after 2:30, you can probably hang out and have a glass of wine. And
you can. The tasting room's
the
open.
Chef, maybe he'll throw you a piece of bread or something.
Yeah, we do takeout. So, there's
nice.
A wonderful beach across the street, or you can wait in line for a tasting and you know snack on a charcuterie board while you're waiting.
Evan, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great to have a chat. So I'm sorry we're not eating yet, but I know that we will later, so I'm saving
get
myself.
Get the duck with this
pinot. My mouth is watering for sure. Yeah.
Executive Chef Evan Robertson from the Bistro, and Kathy Malone, of course, the winemaker here at Hillside Winery. Stick around. We're not going far. Kathy will be back with Phil Clark. You've got somebody who's really pounding the beat now, selling Hillside Wine.
Yes, we do. Our
all
new
over
manager.
Canada.
Yeah.
Let's see if he's all over Canada.
Yeah,
I'll
need
out.
To find some more vineyards,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It's BC Food and Wine Radio. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back from the Naramata Bench at Hillside Winery.
There's more to come from Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. This is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, I'm Anthony Gismondi, and this is Destination Langley, BC. Our guest is Erin Krebda. She's the Executive Director at Tourism Langley. Erin, there's so many things to explore in Langley, from farmers markets to classic car shows, music festivals, and it's all happening. With Father's Day approaching, any ideas on how to spend some time with Dad in Langley?
Sure, Anthony. There's definitely options to celebrate a father figure in your life in Langley, either by coming out that day or gifting an experience to enjoy another day. To see events happening that weekend, people can visit our website and look on the events page.
So for someone who wanted to gift the Langley experience, what would you suggest?
Well, a few ideas that would come to mind would be a round of golf. We have 5 courses that have incredible views. a cooking class at Well-Seasoned Gourmet Food Store, gift cards to explore a few stops on the Langley Ale Trail, and that features 8 craft breweries, or tickets to the upcoming Sun and Soil concert series.
Okay, a concert. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, this is the second year Langley's hosting events in this series with our friends at Tourism Abbotsford. There'll be 2 concerts in Abbotsford, 2 in Langley, taking place at Roots and Wings Distillery in July and the Fraser Valley Cidery in August. And the concerts will showcase local musicians, local food and beverages in beautiful settings.
And tickets are available online?
That's right. There's a link on the Tourism Langley website to buy tickets, which includes the concert, drinks, and food.
Aaron, those are all some great options. Anything else to add to the list for Father's Day available in Langley?
Sure. For a history buff, I'd suggest a visit to one of our local museums. And that includes the Fort Langley National Historic Site, the Telephone Museum, Canadian Museum of Flight, CN Rail Station, or the BC Farm Museum.
And the details for all these ideas are on your website.
That's right.
Aaron, thanks so much.
Thanks, Anthony. I'll talk to you next time.
For more information, go to tourismlangley.ca. For Destination Langley, BC, I'm Anthony Gismondi.
Argentina, land of passion, craft, and wine. It's there, in the foothills of the mighty Andes, that Doña Paula Estates creates their distinctive Malbec. Intense violet in color with aromas of black fruits, violets, and spices. Sophisticated, ultra-premium, globally awarded. Doña Paula Estate high-altitude Malbec embodies everything that is Argentina. Doña Paula, a matter of altitude. Find out more at doñapaula.com.
Welcome to The Loops. When you love something, you want to do it again and again. Here in Kamloops, you can do laps on your mountain bike or play another round of golf. And when you're ready, welcoming eateries will gladly bring out budget-friendly second helpings or refills. Later on, you can raise the roof for a melodic encore before tucking into a comfy bed, then waking up to discover something new to do all over again. That's what we mean by Welcome to The Loops. Go to tourismkamloops.com to plan your next road trip to The Loops.
This is BC Food and Wine Radio, on location from Hillside Winery. Here again is Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, BC, and thanks for listening wherever you are across British Columbia on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. We are coming to you from Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench, and our guests are Phil Clark, he's the sales manager here at Hillside Winery, and Kathy Malone, the winemaker, who gives them all the lovely wines to sell. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Thank you so much.
Kathy, you have a new guy, new man on the beat.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah. He's going to pound, do you pound the pavement, or do you just do it by, how do the kids do it now, with a cell phone? And
mostly with a cell phone.
that's what I thought.
Yeah, just a couple
from the
months.
Beach, or maybe not.
I'll have to pitch that one. Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah. Is it hard to sell wine these days?
You know, there's peaks and valleys to it. I think everyone loves wine and everyone loves a good story. And I think Hillside has such a fantastic story, and Naramata has such a fantastic story. So that part makes my job easy.
Well, people seem to love BC wine like never before. It sells a lot and at pretty good pricing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the experience in the valley just keeps growing, and you see that in the quality of the wines. You know, the wines are getting better every year and people are getting more excited about them every year. So It's a really exciting time in BC wine, I think.
Well, one of the wines, we're going to talk about a couple wines today that are single vineyard, let's call them high-end wines from Hillside, Kathy. So we'll start with the Merlot, the Dickinson Vineyard Merlot. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to ask you how you sell this wine, Phil.
So this is our 2018 Dickinson Vineyard Merlot. This is part of the single vineyard series that has 3 different Merlot vineyards, and also our Gamay and our Cab Sauv are in that series.
Yep.
We've actually made a 4th Merlot this year. It'll be released. Yeah, probably a year from now. A vineyard cut called the Aci Dolci Vineyard, which in Italian means sweet eyes.
Sweet eyes.
Sweet eyes.
Okay.
Also, you know, which could be taken as flirtatious. I shouldn't be trying to sell a wine that's not in the bottle yet, but it's going to be really good. So
Why don't you sell this one that is really good and is in the bottle?
So the Dickinson Vineyard is about halfway between here and Naramata Village, and it's below the road. But it's also on the top of a bluff overlooking the lake. Mm-hmm. And it's just a magical sight. And
Merlot likes deeper soils, in my estimation. Some of the best in the world come off more clay and heavier soils.
Yeah, I mean, Merlot is a lovely flavor, but those kind of soils add some complexity and nuance that
and earthiness
elevates it. Yeah,
that sort of tones down the fruit, but ups the complexity in the wine. Mm-hmm. And what we look for when we're paying, you know, that kind of money, although these aren't that expensive, but in the stream of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you bought a Pomerol, you'd be paying about five times the price.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Maybe soon you will.
Maybe.
Well,
now that Phil's here, how are you going to get the price up five times of what it is?
We could charge you five times.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you'd have to talk to my owners here. I'd need a raise for five times. How do you sell wines like this?
Honestly, I think Kathy does all the legwork with these kind of wines. It's they're such small lot special wines that they're really, I mean, they're only available out of the winery or if you're a wine club member or online. So they're a really small lot, and people love them as soon as they get to try them.
Can they be in restaurants too, like a handful of restaurants? Would that be good for them?
Or? Right now they're not in any restaurants, but there's definitely opportunity for in the right accounts. So it's wines that we're really proud of, and we want to get, the goal for us is to get liquid to lips, right? We want to get people to sample these wines. And really we're doing this tasting in the winery right now, which is all our single vineyard wines and all our single vineyard Merlots.
Yeah.
So getting to taste three Merlots, soon to be four Merlots next to each other, all from the same year, all from Naramata, but from distinct vineyard sites in Naramata.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really, people love it, and people love to see the nuances of each different mm-hmm. vineyard that are, the grape is treated, it's always treated the same. So it's really special to see the different.
It's a pretty delicious wine, by the way. We're tasting the 2018 Hillside Merlot from Dickinson Vineyard that to me seems to have a little more structure at this point in its mm-hmm. life. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks like a wine that's going to go the distance.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's Merlot, but it's not that soft. It has a density and a weight and a mid-palate structure that would suggest it's got some living to do.
Yeah, and this is actually the first vintage that we have all three of the vineyards lined up since 2012.
Finally, all together?
Yeah, all together, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and there it might be a short window that's available, but because we don't make each one each year. We pick, you know, what we think will be really promising. We actually didn't do any in 2017 because, if you remember, it was a heavy smoke year, and I just was playing it conservatively.
Yep.
You know, we could have in retrospect, but so we came back with a bang. In
Many
18.
Did.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes this tier so special, though. You don't see a lot of people in the valley willing to risk or compromise their quality like that, right? So it's these wines are only released when the vintage is particularly special. So
yeah. Phil Clark's the sales manager. Kathy Malone, of course, the chief winemaker here at Hillside Winery. Now, I want to talk about Mosaic. First of all, it's not so new, but the packaging is just so great now. I just love it. The packaging is as good as the wine, and the wine is fantastic, especially this 2016, which is, for me, it's the magical vineyard or vintage. I still don't know whether I've had a better vintage in BC than 2016. There's been some good ones, but I just love this wine. And it is a Mosaic. Tell us a bit about that.
So, I know. We have the best name ever.
Yeah.
Small pieces coming together to create a work of art. So it's a Bordeaux-style blend. It's been, since 2006, it's been 100% Naramata bench fruit. In 2016, the order of appearance, or the order of magnitude, I guess, of the grapes is... Merlot, Cab Sauv, Malbec, Cab Franc, and Petit Verdot. Just a little different. It's different every year because it's really just whatever the best wine I can make every year from what I have available. So, 20, you know, we thought 2015 was going to be the vintage
the year.
Yeah. Yep. And 2016 is really...
it's just topped it in sophistication. Yep. And if you weren't here, I'd say this is the best wine that you've ever made. But because you are here, I'd say it's the best wine you've ever made. It's really just smelling it now, even in the last 6 months, the nose now is just exploding out of this wine.
Mm.
And the... I don't know how you would explain it, but the core of the fruit there, it's just jumps out at you. But it doesn't jump out at you on the palate, then it's all together. But
right.
You'd expect it to be fruitier, but it's not. It's more sophisticated than that. So congratulations. Such a great wine. Is there any left?
I think we've probably sold about half of this vintage.
Yeah.
So, you know, we make about 400 cases a year, so don't dawdle.
I would love to see this wine in about a handful of restaurants in Vancouver. It would really, you know, be good for Hillside to be seen with that on the table.
Well, and, you know, the other thing I can tell you is we have a library program. So we actually have 2009 Mosaic available. Mm. And so we periodically taste these older vintages. And the degree to which the fruit holds up is astounding. Mm. So, yeah, this wine's got years and years in its future.
Well, we're coming back tonight, I think, for dinner. So we should finish this.
We might be able to find another bottle.
we have to hide it from the chef. There won't be any left. Yeah, really good. So, what's the plan to sell wine here? Have you got a clear plan, or I mean, how long do you have to be here to figure out what it is that you want to do? Or
oh, that's a great question. I mean, right now the main messaging for me and the main plan for me is not everyone has a chance to come here and visit, and I think. I mean, we really want everyone to come and visit, but that's not possible for everyone. So my goal is to bring that Hillside experience to everyone else. So, mm-hmm. I think you hit the nail on the head with being in restaurants, especially with Mosaic, our flagship, which is such a beautiful label too, that it really, like, people need to see that label more too. And it's a wine that's showing so well right now, and we just need to have more presence in restaurants. So that's me getting out and market more and going out with our sales team and just visiting, restaurants and just, you know, telling the story of these wines.
We're almost out of time, but who made that label? Or who designed it?
Well, we had professionals do it.
Professionals? Wow.
We did, but I mean, it was very much a team project. We had massive proofs, you know, tacked all along my office walls. And
is it a sky-high view of the
bird's eye view of our tower?
Yeah.
There's a video on our website as well that shows kind of a drone footage of the tower, and then it kind of zooms in and turns into the label. So
explains
it's,
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people should check that out.
But it's so tactile, too. That's my favorite mm-hmm. part, you know. Yeah. I want people to touch it.
Well, Kathy, it's been so great to be here today to meet. You've got quite a team now.
Yeah. It's I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and my cellar team is awesome too. I mean, if they have a fault, it's that they do too much work. work so hard. I can't keep up with them. Yeah. I can't keep up with them. But it's such a joy to, you know, have an idea and have it executed. Mm.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thanks for hosting us today. Phil, good luck. We'll
thanks
be looking
much.
For you pounding the pavement. And or the cell phone, whatever it is that people do.
A
little bit of both.
Yeah. We've really enjoyed our stay here today at Hillside Winery. If you have a chance to come to the Naramata Bench and have dinner at the Bistro, do some tastings here, you won't be disappointed. And try and get some of that 2016 Mosaic before I take most of it home with me. Thank you very much. That's it for today's show. Special thanks to our host, Hillside Winery, our production team, including on-site producer Mike Whittingham, our studio producer Dwayne Bishop, assignment producer Sherry Caleb, and our director of operations, Stu Ferguson. I'm Anthony Gismondi, and for all of us at the show, thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week across the BC Food and Wine Radio Network.
That's it for today's show. On location from Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench, this is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gismondi.